Welcome back once again to the Dr. Andre Show here on News Talk FM 95.9 and AM 1370 WGCL. Back again with Dr. Amy Rothenberg. And Dr. Rothenberg, we were talking about homeopathic treatment and particularly as it pertains to chronic illnesses. And this is the area, I think, where I most readily think about getting help from yourself or Dr. Herskew. When I have a patient, say, for example, has been diagnosed with this extraordinarily nebulous entities such as chronic fatigue syndrome,
fibromyalgia, chronic Lyme.
Yeah, and I've tried the things that I know to do, that I have evidence for, and have gotten either a small or an insufficient response for the patient, and I don't know where to go.
Yeah.
And I've seen a lot of people get better with treatments that I was never taught about.
Yeah. I think that some of these diagnoses that are a little bit nebulous and span many systems of the body. You know, we talk about fibromyalgia and the tremendous soreness in the muscles and inability to sleep, often associated with depression. Often the digestion's off. The skin doesn't look so good.
You know, I love what you did right there. I think that not just in medicine, although it's a very good example, what we name things determines how we think about it.
Absolutely.
Yet, what one word means to someone may mean a completely different thing in someone else's mind.
Right.
So rather than getting focused on the name, fibromyalgia, focusing on what the symptoms are themselves is far more instructive.
Yes, I think that's true. I mean, and I think in the orthodox medical world, the diagnoses are essential because that is what drives the medication choice. So if you don't have a proper diagnosis, it's hard to pick a drug.
It drives everything. DRGs, diagnosis-related, that's how they decide what a hospital is going to get paid.
Right.
Which, diagnosis is a word. It's not anything fundamental.
Right. And a lot of times patients, I think, are happy to get a diagnosis.
Yes.
Even though in the end, it probably puts them in a box that's not all that helpful. This is especially true for, I know in our practice, we treat a lot of children on the autistic spectrum and or kids with Asperger's. And when a parent finally gets a diagnosis, although it's maybe very disheartening or devastating even, there's also a way in which they say, okay, now I understand why there's been a problem.
Now I know what to do.
And now I can maybe get some support and some help for a kid. So it's not that diagnoses are unimportant. And really, as a physician, I pride myself in being a good diagnostician. But sometimes with these kinds of things like fibromyalgia, like chronic Lyme, et cetera, there are so many systems involved that the beauty of homeopathy is that it does not require you to have a definitive diagnosis. You can treat the person based on the presenting symptoms that they have. And so when I take a homeopathic intake, my initial intake, which takes about an hour and a half or so, I really am asking questions about the chief complaint, but also doing a very serious and thorough, complete review of systems in the physical body, as well as trying to understand the mental and emotional stressors that go into that person's lives, their work, their family, their relationships, etc. And then we're prescribing a homeopathic remedy based on all of that and hoping that the right remedy will help shift the person's tendency for putting all this energy into those particular symptoms and give them a little more energy to put toward healing. Now, I'm a naturopathic physician, so I'm not going to just give them a homeopathic remedy. I'm also going to look at what can we do to make their diet less inflammatory.
Yes.
What can we do to help them learn, find, either go back to or find some kind of relaxation or stress-reducing activity, and it's different for everybody. Some people are going to pick up knitting. Some people are going to get into the gym and get on a, cross trainer. Some other people are going to get more active in volunteer work. I mean, I have gotten on the phone with patients, she's sitting in the office with me, and called the senior center to help them figure out when they can get into a pinochle game. I mean, whatever it's going to take for that person to have some place in their lives where they can really start to do some relaxation and some things that have more meaning than only focusing on their illnesses. I think for a lot of people, that's a big part of the problem.
Absolutely. And then also maybe eliminating some of those stresses that are unnecessary.
Absolutely. If any that you can just really just cut out, that would be great. Some of them you can't. Some of them you're married to or you're raising or something like that. Family can be challenging for a lot of patients.
See, I love doing this interviews and I find out so much. And again, a similarity. One thing I found out early, part of my practice is bariatrics and helping people with weight. And we would put people on sometimes very aggressive, high protein, very low carbohydrate diets because we had evidence that that would work. Yet they'd come in 2 weeks and all their arthritis symptoms were gone, or their asthma got better,
mm-hmm.
or their reflux
mm-hmm.
quit. And I'm like, I never read this. Why'd this happen? And yet it was very clear that their inflammation was reduced.
Yeah, yeah. I think similarly with a homeopathic remedy, sometimes a patient will come in with maybe a very specific problem, interstitial cystitis, something like that, where the orthodox medical world at this moment doesn't have great treatments for it. It's something that I treat a lot and I think have pretty good success. But if I give a homeopathic remedy geared at that, the patient often comes back the next month or 6 weeks later and says, you know, we never really went into it in a lot of depth, but I also had a lot of problems with headaches that I don't have anymore. So a homeopathic remedy prescribed constitutionally for the whole person, it's sort of like rising water raises all ships. The health of the whole person we can see improving. Better vitality, more energy, better endurance, more quality sleep, more clarity of
more
thought.
More balance.
More balance, exactly. More balance. And that's what we're looking for. You know, I suppose if somebody came back and the chief complaint that they had was better, I would be happy, of course. But really what I want to see is that the whole person feels better, that there's more vitality, clear thinking, a little bit of a spring in the step, so to speak. And for children,
Quality of life.
For kids, you know, it's a little less of an issue with most children, but I love treating kids. And part of why I like kids in general, but homeopathy has a way of, perhaps because the life energy in a child is already pretty engaged with growing all the time and learning
and
new things
up.
And unmessed up by everything else in life, that I find that they respond to complementary and alternative medicine approaches usually really, really beautifully. And it's a great part of my practice and my husband's practice, I think. And it's a nice balance with some of the more extremely complicated chronic illness that we see in adults.
One thing I have noticed about homeopathic remedies, at least in the patients that I've shared, and I don't want to overstate this, but it's been impressive to me, number one, how little is used. And sometimes it can even be a one-time treatment.
That's true.
As opposed to a daily drug we give for years.
Counterintuitive, really counterintuitive in terms of the world and the thinking about medication. But a homeopathic remedy is given to help create balance. And sometimes it would be sort of like if you went into a room and it was dark and you turned on the light and you were sort of, you think about a remedy as sort of turning something on in the patient. If you went back into that room and the light was on, you would not keep trying to turn it on. Okay. And so with a remedy, if you give a good remedy and the right strength, sometimes you don't have to give another remedy for many, many months or maybe a year down the line. I love in my practice, sometimes a patient will come in and I have to really rack my brain when I'm looking at their chart to remember them because I only saw them two or three times 10 years ago. And they come back and say, you know, I don't know what you gave me, doc, but I'd like some more. And they go, okay. You know, that is not most patients. Most patients I do see on a regular basis, ongoing. I may not always give them a homeopathic treatment, but we'll certainly check in and see how things are going. Some patients, because they're on very strong allopathic medications, whether it's steroids or drugs for asthma or something like that, or drugs for cardiovascular kinds of conditions. We're certainly not in the business of taking people off medications.
But you might want to speak to their physician and say,
I will pick up the phone and say, hey, you know, about this ACE inhibitor that this person's on. Maybe is it possible for us to go down a little bit in the dosage? We seem to be having some side effects. And only when we, for instance, in a patient that has atrial fibrillation or some other kind of cardiovascular problem, and we're getting them on a program of D-ribose and L-carnitine and CoQ10 and doing the sort of therapeutic nutritional things that we know are effective for those patients, and we also would like to introduce a homeopathic remedy, I am always going to work in concert with their prescribing cardiologist to see when it's safe to bring medication dosages down a little bit, when it might be okay to stop this one. I would never take a patient off of a drug that I did not personally prescribe. So I think, again, here we're talking about collaboration and helping patients figure out who is the best doctor and which kind of approach to medicine is the best for them at particular times in their lives.
Sure.
And I think that's really not static. It's not static. And I think that's the future of medicine, knowing who to see when for what.
Yeah.
And to work in collaborative ways as much as we can, both inpatient and outpatient.
Well, that's great, Dr. Rothberg. I can't believe we're about out of time here already. But are there resources online that you might recommend if patients have questions or would like to get more information about naturopathic medicine or homeopathic medicine?
Yeah. People can find out more about my work in particular. I have a website which is www.nesh.com, N-E-S-H, New England School of Homeopathy. There's information there. You can follow links on there to, or not links, I'm sorry, you can follow areas on that website to naturopathic healthcare, which is my practice. You can also get information from the American Association of Naturopathic Physicians if you're looking for a naturopathic doctor in your area. You can just Google American Association of Naturopathic Physicians. I don't have the website off the top of my head. There's also a wonderful organization called the National Center for Homeopathy, and they have information free and really nicely put together website. If you're interested in the flu, we didn't get the chance to talk about that. We have a terrific website that my husband has created, which is called HerskewLaboratoryFlu.org, and that has a lot of the current research that we have been involved with in terms of creating more accurate research tools in the prevention and treatment of influenza using complementary and alternative medicine.
H-E-R-S-C-U lab.
Actually, it's H-E-R-S-C-U laboratory, spelled out, laboratoryflu.org, HerskewLaboratoryFlu.org.
Perfect.
And you can find lots of good information there.
Well, Dr. Rothenberg, again, welcome to Bloomington. First time here. I hope you come back.
Thank you very much.
And I would love to have you on the show again to talk more about this.
Great.
And thanks for sharing us with this information.
Thank you very much.
And thank you for joining us on the Dr. Andrey Show here on News Talk FM 95.9 and AM 1370 WGCL.